Sea Alaska is holding community meetings this month in 9 Southeast Alaska and Washington State cities. They're an opportunity for some of its more than 22,000 shareholders to hear about the regional Native corporation's business progress. The meetings are also a chance to hear from incumbents and challengers running for Sea Alaska's board of directors. 5 of the board's 13 incumbents are on this year's ballot. They're endorsed by the board and run as a slate. Shareholders can cast ballots for them as a group through a process called discretionary voting. Only 3 independent candidates are challenging the incumbents. That's a third to a half of the number in some elections this decade. Shareholders cast ballots for each individual candidate through what's called directed voting. Ray Austin of Albuquerque, New Mexico, has run as an independent in several past elections, but not this time around.
What's been happening in the past years is too many people run, sometimes over 10. And what happens then is that they dilute the voting power of the shareholders that vote directed.
2 of the 3 independent candidates have run before. One is Nicole Hollingstad of Arlington, Virginia, Sea Alaska's former corporate secretary. Another is Karen Togg of Juneau, Bartlett Regional Hospital controller. The third independent is Edwell John Jr., also of Juneau, a state business analyst. The incumbents include Board President Joe Nelson of Juneau and his predecessor Albert Kukesh of Angoon. Also running are former lawmaker Bill Thomas of Haines, fisheries business owner Barbara Cadiente Nelson of Juneau, and attorney Tate London of Bothell, Washington. Nelson, in a prepared statement, says the thin independent slate could be the result of several factors. One is that 2 independents won board elections over the past 3 years. Another is that several other incumbents first ran as independents. Sea Alaska CEO Anthony Malott says it could also be due to the corporation's business success. A recently released annual report showed last year's earnings triple the amount of the previous year.
The excitement we have around the financial performance, I would guess, should drive a lot of decision making for our shareholders in this process. And we want to be very clear and transparent that 2017 is a milestone year and there's more to come.
In past years, some critics have suggested a coordinated campaign to limit the number of independents. That happened in 2014 when a group called 4 shareholders for Sea Alaska ran its own slate. It succeeded in putting 1 person on the board. Candidate Hollingstad says there's still interest in coordination.
I've seen a lot of conversation about shareholders wanting to unite behind 1 or 2 qualified candidates to get an independent elected.
But she and 2 other former candidates say there's no coordinated effort this year. Austin says that's in part because campaigns begin before the official list of candidates is made public.
I think that's always been a disadvantage for any shareholders because you cannot plan a strategy if you don't know who's running as an independent.
Shareholders have been voting online and by mail since earlier this month. Election results will be announced at Sea Alaska's annual meeting, June 23rd, at the Wrangell High School Gymnasium. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.